You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now you are our guest. Here's the deal. Whether you got tons of snow or gallons of rain over the last couple of few days, it's been indoor weather in Wisconsin, for a lot of the state anyway. That got us talking and thinking about indoor activities like board games. There are a lot of big fans here at Central Time and WPR, and we wondered, what are you playing? Now we are asking you, what is your favorite board game of all time or of the last month? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. You can call in with a classic or something off the beaten path, and we can accept a broad definition of board games. We'll take card games, parlor games, even tabletop role-playing games if you want. Do you play in person and or online? Join in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. As always, when we do this kind of thing, we asked our colleagues here at Wisconsin Public Media. Jason Butler, executive assistant, the executive director of WPM, told us how his family plays the game of life.
The most fun we've had with board games lately is reworking the rules for the game of life. We have a really elaborate set of house rules that we have put into place. We have a whole separate way of scoring for like social wellness. And it also involves the special fun of being able to have pets in the game. And we used post-it notes to like create special pet cards. And, you know, so you can get cats and dogs and snakes and hamsters and fun things like that. So, the game of life is really open to just having fun house rules.
Now you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a big board game fan, like hardcore, like me? I've actually pared down my collection a little bit, but it's still a lot. Or is there a casual fun game, or have you, like Jason, made your own house rules to any particular games? You are our guest as we talk about our favorite board games and things in that neighborhood at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Terry is with us in Viroqua. Terry, hi.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your game, Terry?
Settlers of Catan is my all-time fave.
How long have you been playing it?
I don't know. Probably at least a decade.
Okay. And do you have a crew that you play with, your family or a group of friends?
Not a lot more right now because I've got two little ones.
Oh.
But the oldest is getting to the age I think maybe we might start being able to play with him.
That's the dream. Yeah, my gaming took a hit when I had little kids, but for about a 10-year stretch there, I had buddies to play games with. Are you hoping you could bring them up that way, Terry?
I'm hoping, yeah.
All right. Terry, thank you so much for sharing that at 800-642-1234. You could join in with your favorite board game and what you love about it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Joy Ratch-Kramer from our Wausau Bureau, producer of Route 51, had a story. You wouldn't think a game about planting beans would be, well, anyone's cup of tea, but everyone I've played Bonanza with absolutely loves it, from casual players to hardcore tabletop fanatics. Bona is the German word for bean, Bonanza. It is a cutthroat game of set building, trading, and negotiation, featuring endearingly pun-tastic illustrations. Joy says it's a fixture in my family whenever card games are appropriate. Thanks, Joy, for that at 800-642-1234. I have played that in the game of life, and Settlers of Catan for that matter. My latest new one, I mentioned I've been purging some board games. I go to a game store and I trade them in, and like, you could take cash or you get a little more store credit. So I've built up a backlog. Everdell is the newest one I cracked open. I'm looking forward to teaching that to people. And, of course, my regular go-to card game is Pinochle, which I play in person or online with my parents. We just go, you know, on Discord and a website and play all the Pinochle we want. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Matt is with us in Madison. Matt, hi.
Yeah, hi. I like to play pool. and it's not exactly a board game.
Works for me.
But there's a lot of great pool players in Wisconsin, and not just the bar scene either. I'm lucky enough to have a table at my house, and I spend at least 10 hours a week playing with a couple of different buddies of mine, and we have great fun sessions. We don't gamble. We're competitive with each other. And
well, Matt, Wisconsin has a big tradition. I used to work at my uncle's swimming pool and pool table show back in Michigan, and Wisconsin is the home of at least a couple of Q-Stick manufacturers, right? This is a big thing here in the state.
More than a couple. Pound for pound, Wisconsin is one of the heaviest pool states out there, I would say.
Now, Matt, you play with your buddies, and that's great at home. Do you ever go out to a club and, you know, take on strangers?
Yeah, I play down in Beloit quite a bit. There's a pool hall there called the Carom Room that's really a great pool hall. And I play in some tournaments also. I'm nothing special, but as a 50-year-old dude, it's something that I can compete at and have some fun. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you so much for sharing this. Sharing that. That's great. I used to play a lot because I had an uncle in the business, actually. A lot doesn't mean I ever got good at it. Streaky, I would say. Like, sometimes I could look like a star for three shots in a row, and then the truth would shine through. Thanks for the call, Matt, at 800-642-1234. Matthew joins us now in Verona. Matthew, hi.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good. What's your game?
Well, I mean, it's hard to pick from all the different games I play, but one I've been enjoying recently is a card game called Anomia. It's just a simple little word game that I've been able to play with all age demographics, and it's been a blast.
Yeah, I've played that. I don't have it anymore, but it's got little patterns on it, and it's got like words with cues on them, right? And you have to come up with something in that category, but on the spot, which is what makes it tricky, right?
Yeah, exactly. The categories are so dumb simple. It's like name an animal, but because it's pitting people against each other and it's on the spot, you just start flubbing and you say the wrong things, and it's just hilarious. And it's just it's been a delight that I've been able to introduce to with everyone.
Wonderful. Anomia is the game, Matthew. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. We are taking your calls, your favorite board games or card games or activities in that neighborhood. You could join in at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. Let's go back to your calls. Susan is with us now in Fitchburg. Hi there, Susan.
Hi.
What game did you want to share with us?
Yeah, this is a game that hardly anybody I ever talked to has ever heard of this game, but it is so fun. It's called Wits and Wages, and it's a board game, and all the answers are numerical, are numbers. And it's a guessing game where there are questions laid out. Everybody puts their best guess forward. You put the numbers on a board, and then you can bet. You can place bets on which answer you think is the closest. It's really fun, and the questions are really off the wall, like how much does a baby elephant weigh? You know, things that the normal person might not know, but then you all guess, and then you wager on which guess you think is best,
right.
And then you get chips. It's a really fun game, and all ages can play.
I have played this a lot, Susan, with my family. It's great for a big group of people. It's pretty fast and easy, and it looks like it's going to be a trivia game, but you hit the point there. It's questions that nobody, for the most part, is going to know the actual answer to. It's about betting who came the closest. I think that's what makes it so fun. It's not, you don't have to know anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Susan, thank you so much for calling in at 800-642-1234. Kathy is with us now in Middleton. Kathy, hi, what do you want to tell us about?
Well, first of all, I desperately need a place to play board games because my source is dried up on me. But my game is UBI, spelled UBI. It's a trivia game, little like Trivial Pursuit, but it is so bizarre. You start out with a world map that doesn't have any boundaries, no rivers, no delineations at all. And then what you end up having to do is answer a question, UBI something weird. And then you have to locate it in the map, and then you have to get a little doohickey that you put on your marker, and it's difficult. You have to be smart. You have to be challenged. And it can take forever. It can take a short period of time, and it's absolutely delightful.
I love it.
I love it too. It's hard to find. I had to get mine through some sort of an online source because apparently it dried up. Now they're just my board game group has dried up on me, and I am looking for a place to play board games.
Kathy, good luck. I say I love the concept. I have not played Ubi. You've got at least one game store, actually two or three, if you don't mind a bit of a drive, Kathy. I hit the internet. I was going to say phone book. They don't even have those anymore. Kathy, thanks a lot for that call. We are taking your calls with your favorite board games. You could join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We are taking your calls with your favorite games, board games, card games, tabletop role-playing games, you name it. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. We asked around here at WPR. Trina LaSousa, an audio production engineer, says, I really like Wingspan. It's got amazing artwork of birds. I feel like I learn a new bird fact each time I play. Trina says it's very accessible. I've played it with people who don't play games often, and they enjoyed it. Wingspan is a great game and really beautiful. Unsurprisingly, good pictures of birds in it. Now back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Nick is with us now in Beloit. Nick, hi.
Hey, I found these two games from this artist in Wisconsin named John Kovalik.
Sure.
There's one called Warhamster Rally. It's basically a board game version of Mario Kart, but you're riding hamsters, just giant hamsters. It's really weird, but really funny. And he also has attached to this game called Pairs. That's also fantastic, where you're trying to avoid getting pairs. And apart from that, anything that's attached to, Mensa, so it's great. They allow you to play those over at Pegasus Games Game Store in off of Odana in Madison, as well as Planet Chaos in Fort Atkinson.
Nick, thanks a lot for the great recommendations. Yeah, John Kovalik, he's been a guest on this show from time to time, big name in the game industry. If you've played Apples to Apples, you've seen some of his work. Thanks a lot for that call, Nick, at 800-642-1234. Completely unrelated to that, our own Judith Heisey, digital marketing manager, says, my husband was at a gaming convention in Atlanta last week called Nerdy Gras, and Judith and her husband played a party game called Fill in the Game. Judith says it's a challenge game where the players get to fill in a component of the challenge. Like the card says, do a plank for 30 seconds while you blank. The player challenges another player to do the thing and fill in the blank. I challenged my husband to quote Shakespeare while doing that plank. He did it and earned the points. Judith was telling me about this game the other day, Fill in the Game. Sounds like a lot of fun. I could do without the planking, though. Back to your calls with your favorite board games at 800-642-1234. Glenn is with us now in Fox Lake. Glenn, what are your games?
Well, tonight we've got seven guys playing Sheepshead. We play from 6:30 to 9:30. We switch houses. 9 o'clock, whoever's house it is, they have a dessert. And then in 2 weeks from now, we play poker with the same group. And before COVID, we had about 14 guys in a cribbage tournament.
Wow.
So that's my three games.
That's great. And is it the same group playing the Sheepshead and the poker and back with that cribbage tournament?
No, not the cribbage, but just the poker.
Gotcha. I got to ask, Sheepshead, yeah. I played it a couple times. You got seven people. Can you play seven-handed Sheepshead, or are you splitting into a four and a three?
No, we play five-handed, and then the dealer sits. And then if there's seven, then there's two times the dealer sits.
Excellent. Okay.
And we play 25 cents, double on the bump, 25, 50, 75.
High stakes.
So if you get Schneider and you pick, you double.
Okay. Glenn, thanks a lot for sharing this. I've played a little bit of Sheepshead. In my head, it's in the same category as Pinochle, which is my card game. But Sheepshead is great too. Glenn, thanks a lot for sharing that at 800-642-1234. Pam joins us now in Muscadet. Pam, what's your game?
Hi there. When we were kids, we had the most fun playing spoons. And even as an adult, especially if there's a few cocktails involved, playing spoons with your friends is still just as much fun.
Now, wait, have you turned spoons into a drinking game with those cocktails, or you just happen to be doing the two things at the same time?
It's pretty much a simultaneous
Excellent.
Thing.
Okay. Pam, so spoons. I feel like as a kid I played a game called Spoons. What do you do with the spoons?
So if you have five people, you put four spoons in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
And then you have a deck of cards and you shuffle them. And the dealer starts by picking up a card, passing it to the next person. And you're trying to get four of a kind. And the first person to get four of a kind very quietly grabs a spoon. And it's kind of like musical chairs. The last person doesn't get a spoon and they're out.
Got it. Okay. Thanks a lot for sharing that. Yeah, I have definitely played spoons. And an Italian card game is kind of like that. Porco, pig. Where when the thing happens, you slam your hand down in the middle of the table. There were injuries involved when multiple people tried to do it at the same time. Pam, thanks for sharing that. We are taking your favorite games at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Molly Gardner, our Eau Claire regional manager, says, a great way to talk about my board game obsession. The one that's been on my heavy rotation lately has been a little game called Dinosaur Tea Party, which is as ridiculous as it sounds. Think of Guess Who, but with dinosaurs. Each character picks a dinosaur they will be. All the cards are faced up. The dinosaurs have special characteristics, and then you are guessing. Oh, and you have to have a funny British accent, I guess, because it's a tea party. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. We've got Dwayne with us in Westfield. What game did you want to tell us about, Dwayne?
When I was growing up, it was always Star Wars Monopoly.
All right, obviously the locations are different. Park Place is going to be something different. Was there other stuff that's different compared to original Monopoly?
Well, you get to buy the Death Star, and you get to buy other planets. And, I mean, a bunch of other fun stuff. I mean, as being a kid growing up, you didn't get much of a chance to, I mean, enjoy your favorite films, and that was the closest thing we got to it.
Now, if you owned Death Star and somebody else owned Alderaan, could you blow up Alderaan, Dwayne?
Yes, we could.
Excellent. Or horrifying. I'm not sure which.
Well, it was fun. I mean, we would play for hours on end, but God, it's been such a long time since I played that. I miss it.
Well, I bet you could find copies at like Goodwills and stuff like that, Dwayne. Go hunting. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Taking your favorite board games of all time, your childhood, or maybe something you've got geared up to play tonight or this weekend. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. Let's go back to your calls now. We've got Brian with us in Cottage Grove. Brian, what are you playing these days? Are you there, Brian? Sounds like Brian's on the road. Nope, I don't think we're going to get Brian. Brian was going to mention getting a note from a producer. Oh, the game Azul. I have played that. It's like, it's really cool looking. It's got these tiles, I think inspired by Portugal. I'm going to say, I don't remember exactly which, but you have to put them down in certain patterns to get points. It's a pretty cool game. My mom got that, actually, and I played that with her. Azul, A-Z-U-L. Brian, thanks for giving that a shot. We have some more to share from our colleagues here at WPR. Who haven't I mentioned yet? Oh, Andrew Carlson, Community Engagement Manager at PBS Wisconsin, says, oh, my favorite board game these days is Root. It's an asymmetrical strategy game. The art and lore is so much fun to me. It is set in a forest. Each faction of woodland creatures has a different goal and backstory. That's what I want to try. Some of my buddies out of the state love that. Say I should get it to play it online with them. So maybe... Andrew, I will give that a try sometime. Cindy joins us now in Madison. Cindy, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What game do you have for us today?
Well, we have been playing a game called Rummy Royale for the last probably 40 years as a family. And now we've passed it on to our children and grandchildren. So it's definitely a family tradition.
Now,
it's kind of two games in one. The first part of the game is a poker game, and you play with a mat, and you put pennies around the playing cards. And then whoever wins the poker game gets the kitty, and then you start the second part of the game. So it's hours and hours of fun, and playing for pennies makes it fun, too. So.
Excellent. And do you keep a running score, or do you write down the scores and keep them for posterity, Cindy?
Oh, yeah, we keep those scores in our Rummy Royale box.
Excellent.
And then we also, if you have to, borrowed pennies from the banker. We keep track of that as well too.
And are you the champion, or is there like somebody who's the, you know, the player to beat in your family?
I think probably my mother, who is now 87 years old.
She's the queen of Rummy Royal.
Yeah, that, and she cheats.
Oh, okay. But people let her get away with it?
No, but, you know, doesn't stop her.
Hey, you got to catch her first, I guess. Cindy, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Great story. I love it. Emily Ralph, operations manager here at WPR, says, in our house, we absolutely love Connect 4. We have the standard plastic one. Then for Christmas this year, my wife got me a nice wooden one, which is really cool. When it's nice outside, we play a bunch on our patio. Oh, that's cool. Connect 4. What was the ad? Pretty sneaky, sis. Hey, there is still time for you to share your favorite board games and card games and more. You can email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. If we can get a couple few on there, I'll mention them over the course of this next week. Again, email your favorite board games, ideas@WPR.org. And thanks to everybody who called in today. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, the U.S. government is challenging the Apple Corporation along with attorneys general in multiple states, including Wisconsin. They allege that the company uses a monopoly position to overcharge the creators of apps, ultimately hurting consumers. Find out what's at stake, what it means for you if you are a customer of Apple and the apps that come along with it. And there's a new healthcare landscape in western Wisconsin after hospital and clinic closures in that part of the state. We'll find out what that means for people seeking health care in that part of Wisconsin. You can join in with your own experiences. You can get started right now. Actually, email ideas@WPR.org. That and more. It's all coming up tomorrow here on Central Time on the Ideas Network.